The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs, No Wedding, episode number 160, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, part two. Two Chairs, No Wedding is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out all the items they've got there. They've got CDs, books, artwork, Bible study material, board games. If they don't have it, it's not available. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs, No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs, No Waiting, number 160, is Davin Lucy. So, Davin or Davin, we appreciate your donations and appreciate that a lot. Folks, it's good to have you here with me here on Two Chairs, No Waiting. This is part two of our podcast about the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Well, yeah, I know. It's a Mayberry podcast. Ghost and Mr. Chicken is not Mayberry, but I'm going to prove to you it is as we go through this episode. I want to bring up the fact, too, that we got one more sponsor for Two Chairs, No Waiting, and that is Audible. So if you like listening to books on podcast, or if you like listening to podcasts, you ought to be able to listen to books on tape as well, or books, audio books. And we have found them. If you go to our webpage, you'll find a link there just beside Weaver's, and you can click and get 14 days free, which really means you get a free audiobook. So you can go and listen to a book, and if you don't like it, you can cancel within that 14 days, and you got no obligation. So drop by audibletrial.com/twochairs. Or just go to that link there and you'll get there. All right, so let's get out of the ads. But I love the audiobooks myself. But we're going to be talking about The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And this is part two. Last week we talked about, you know, Don Knotts being in the movie. It was his first movie after The Andy Griffith Show. And this week we're going to go into a lot more detail about all the different folks from The Andy Griffith Show that appeared on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Now, you already know about Otis, and we talked about that last week with Otis Campbell and his appearance there on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. And we talked about Clara. They were both there in the opening music of the show. You could actually, that's Otis making his noise. And then Clara was the one, she was the one screaming, murder, murder. So we're going to go on past them and head on into the next group of people we mentioned a little bit last week, too, was about Bert Mustin. Now, Bert was on The Andy Griffith Show, several different times. He played Judd. You might remember him as Judd there. He played Mr. D'Angelo on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. But he was Judd Flesher or Judd or just plain old Judd. He was on there. Now, also in this very beginning scene, and we're going to have pictures of these as well on the podcast website. You'll see Judd. He's a boarder at the boarding house where Don's character, Luther Hegg, lives. And another lady there is another lady that's in the boarding house with him is Jesslyn Fax. She plays Mrs. Hutchinson. Well, she was on the episode of The Andy Griffith Show and played Mrs. LaGrange, but the episode was Andy's Investment from 1967. So as you're watching The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, I'm going to have a list of these, and you'll be able to pick them up over at mayberry.info. If you go over there, it's a wiki containing all kinds of information about The Andy Griffith Show, and I'm going to have all these characters listed out, and you'll be able to download this list, and you can watch The Ghost and Mr. Chicken and pick out all the Mayberry folks that you see. So the first one was, as I said, was Judd from The Andy Griffith Show, Bert Mustin. Then we had Jocelyn Fax, who played Mrs. LaGrange on Andy's Investment. And then next up, and these pictures again will be at facebook.com/twochairs. Next up, we have Lauren Tuttle. And she played the boarding house keeper on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Her name was Miss Natalie Miller on there. Well, that's Annabelle Silby. Yeah, Annabelle Silby. Can you believe that? That's Annabelle. So when you're watching The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, if she looks familiar, she's proud. Proud, proud, proud woman. Very proud. So that's Annabelle Silby you'll see on there. If you remember that from Mr. Silvy, you know, she pretended he was dead and got hit by a taxi cab. You remember all that. Anyway, next up, the next person you're going to find on this, his name is James Milholland. He plays Mr. Milo Maxwell on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. He was Arnold Flinch on Aunt Bee Takes a Job. From 1965. So Aunt Bee Takes a Job. His name was Arnold Finch, F-I-N-C-H, on the Andy Griffith Show. And the next person you'll see is during the movie, Don's character, Luther Hegg, he goes into the diner to eat with the lady, you know, his love interest in the movie. And while he's in the diner, he runs into a man that's sitting there eating, and you know, there weren't enough tables, so he had to stand there and wait. So that man was eating. He was just man in the diner. He's not credited, but his name is Herbie Fay. Herbie Fay is his name, and he was on the Andy Griffith Show three different times. But the one that I want to definitely point out is he was in the episode called The Tape Recorder, and his name was Eddie Blake. You remember that one when Opie and Arnold recorded the guy talking about the crime he had committed and Andy wouldn't listen? Well, he was in that episode, but he was also in Aunt Bee Takes a Job with, as I mentioned before, James Milholland. So they were both on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. As the movie progresses along, you have, you know, that's in the diner, and Don's character is being chastised about the haunted house. So he's going to go and stay there. And you see the characters through the movie. Well, Don makes it to the haunted house, and you've not seen any more Mayberry people, at least not that I was able to pick out. And he's there in the haunted house, and you see the picture of the lady getting stabbed by the bloody shears, and Don passes out, Luther Hegg, I should say, passes out and onto the floor. And then we go back to the boarding house, and you're going to see, again, you see Miss Silby, Annabelle Silby herself. Her name's Lauren Tuttle, as I said. You see her again, and Judd and everybody. Well, then finally, during the movie, you'll make it to the part where they're outside the haunted house itself, the Sims. I believe it's the Sims. Am I getting that right? Anyway, the haunted house. You'll see them outside. And there's a bunch of ladies in the Psychic Occult Society of Rachel. Well, the head lady in that is none other than Rita Shaw. Rita Shaw, she plays Halcyon Maxwell. Now, you've heard of Halcyon Loretta Winslow. I don't know if that's where they got this name, but this is Miss Halcyon Maxwell. And, of course, on the Andy Griffith Show, she played Big Maud Tyler, as well as Eleonora Poultice, Barney's music teacher. So there you see, there she is. So that's she's in the movie. And turns out her character, Rita Shaw's, is married to James Milholland, Mr. Milo Maxwell. So she is Halcyon Maxwell, and he's Milo Maxwell. So they're married to each other. And she's mad at him because he's going to sign the deed over, or so that the guy can tear down the building. And basically, she's 51% owner of the bank, and she tells him, no, you're not going to do that. As we go on, they get to the picnic, and I'd already mentioned last week about the picnic. The mayor is played by J. Edward McKinley. He was the mayor, Mayor Carlisle Preston, on the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. But he also plays, later on in the film here, he's the mayor on here. He's the Governor George C. Hanley on the episode The Canon of the Andy Griffith Show. So let's hear the mayor. We heard a little bit about this last week, but let's go ahead and hear this again. This is the mayor at the picnic that day.
My fellow citizens of Rachel. Well, the electrician must be a Democrat.
Attaboy, Carl!
Attaboy, Carl!
The past few days.
So that, the reason I played that, I played it last week, was because I didn't go on in to the movie playing the next scene that's going to be with Don Knotts. Before I go any further, I want to mention that the band leader, we're just going to talk about him. As you're watching the movie, when you watch it, I want you to notice who the band leader is there at the picnic. We're going to talk about him in a few minutes, but his name's Dick Wilson. He's the bandmaster, and he's uncredited. And we'll talk about him at the end of the show. Remind me, and I'll let you know who he really is, and so why you should recognize him. So let's go here. Now, you heard the mayor say the electrician must have been a Democrat. Well, here's Luther as he gets up to give his part of the speech.
Thank you, Mayor, and fellow Rachelanians. That electrician must be a Democrat.
He gets no laughs whatsoever. And his papers all blow away.
Thank you, Mayor and fellow Rachelanians. I'm proud to be here today.
Attaboy, Luther!
We'll cut that a little short and go on through the movie. So he gives his speech. As you're hearing,
I ask myself this. Who are you, Luther Hags, to be a guest speaker?
Listen to the nervousness in his voice.
I thought about my answer about being guest speaker for a long time. Well, what is a guest speaker? Let me clarify this. I have been called brave. What is brave? Let me clarify this.
So he goes on. Let me clarify this. And he continues on. Well, right after that, Luther is out in the crowd of the picnic, and a man comes up to him, and his name's Lester. And let me tell you, let's hear Lester.
Are you Luther Hedge, 1347 Lucerne Road?
There's Lester.
You know me, Lester.
Loved your speech, Luther.
Thank you. What do you want me to write on this?
Nothing. You don't write on a summons.
Summons?
Summons. Yeah. He got a summons.
Well, Lester, in that clip, his name is Lee Craig, or Craig. I'm not sure how you say it. K-R-I-E-G-E-R. Krieger? Lee Krieger. And he played Merle Dean, or Mort the Bank Robber, on the Andy Griffith Show on two different episodes. But the one I remembered it from is just sitting in the car on the Pickle Story and getting the Safe Driving Award as a motorist from Oregon. But he is the guy who got the Safe Driving Award from Barney out on the street. So that is another Mayberry connection that we have. So Lester presented Luther as a summons to court, so he is going to have to go into court and defend himself. Well, as he goes through here, he has to go and meet with the lawyer, and he and his boss, who's played by Dick Sargent from Bewitched, Darren, and he has to meet with him, and he goes to the elevator to ride up there in the elevator in the hotel to see the lawyer and the man who's suing him. And the guy running the elevator, his name's Eddie Quillen, Q-U-I-L-L-A-N. He's the elevator operator on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. He was on the episode The Tailors in Hollywood in 1965. He was their bellhop. So he, too, is on The Andy Griffith Show. Well, right after that, Luther and his boss head in there to speak to the lawyer. And guess who the lawyer is? Yeah, that's right. The lawyer is from the Andy Griffith Show, too, and it's none other than Charles Lane, Mr. Frisbee. Remember Mr. Frisbee? We will not sing. We will not sing. Well, that's the lawyer for the fellow who owns the haunted house there in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. So he makes it to the courtroom, and turns out Luther's lawyer his name is Robert Cornwaith. It's Cornwaith, Cornwaithe. He plays Luther's lawyer. His name's Springer. He's Mr. Somerset, the fellow from Dogs, the state inspector that was coming in to investigate him. He plays Luther's lawyer on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. You folks are going to have to watch this movie now and just be able to try to pick out all these Mayberry characters. Well, we move on a little further, and we into the courtroom comes the judge. And then we hear from Charlie. So Charlie comes out, and the judge is trying to find the Bible. So let's hear this little clip.
Thank you, Charlie. Where's the Bible?
Well, I haven't got it. Haven't you got it?
No, I haven't got it. I left it right here. Can't run a court without a Bible.
Hey, Arnold, you got the Bible? Oh, thanks, Arnold. Here it is. Judge Arnold had it.
Atta boy, Arnold.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, Charlie, the fellow you just heard from there, is played by Cliff Norton. He was Charlie the bailiff on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, and he was Wally. He played Wally on The Andy Griffith Show in the Color Seasons episode called Goober's Replacement. Goober's Replacement. So there's you another little Mayberry connection. So next up is, this one's so easy, I shouldn't even tell you who she played, but we're going to go ahead and hear a clip from her. As we do. So here's this lady. This is Luther's teacher from back when he was in school.
Would you state your name and address, please?
Neva Tremaine, 312 E Street, Rachel, Kansas.
And your occupation, please?
School teacher. Willow Road Elementary School, third grade, retired.
Was the one Luther Heggs a student of yours?
He was. Hi, Luther.
How would you describe Mr. Heggs as a boy?
That's hubcaps less.
Oh, Luther was a very good boy. He got 3 blue stars in deportment and 3 gold stars in penmanship.
How else would you describe him?
He was painfully thin and very keyed up.
Would you elaborate on that phrase, keyed up?
Well, let's see. Well, for one thing, he never ate the crusts on his sandwiches at lunch.
I object. I move that statement be stricken from the record. A lot of people trim the crust on their bread.
Young man, he didn't trim them. He ate the inside out and left the crust.
Overruled.
So that is Barney's teacher. Not Barney. Luther Heggs' teacher. Her name was Tremaine. Miss Neva Tremaine. It was played by Ellen Corby, who was, as I mentioned, Hubcaps Lesh, Mert Lesh from Barney's First Car in 1963. Oh, the hits just keep on coming. Well, after that testimony, Luther's lawyer says, "Don't worry, I've got a surprise witness, and we'll be able to hear from him. And he's going to take care of everything for us." So let's hear what he had to say, because this is after he had already given his testimony about hearing strange noises coming from the house, so let's hear from him, and I'll tell you who he is after that.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll proceed. Your full name, sir?
Gaylord Patty.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a certified public accountant for the state.
Now then, I understand that you, Mr. Patty, have heard the organ playing in the Simmons Mansion. Am I correct, sir?
You are. I have heard organ music coming from the tower of the Simmons Mansion on 3 separate occasions. That's why I came to you, Mr. Springer.
And at what time did you hear this music?
At the stroke of midnight.
And what else have you heard coming from the Simmons Mansion, Mr. Patty?
On the first occasion, a woman screamed. And on the second and third occasions, a man screamed.
What kind of screams were they, Mr. Patty?
Wild, maniacal screams.
Oh!
Thank you. Your witness.
Mr. Patty, I understand that you're president of the International Conclave for Unidentified Flying Objects.
That is correct, sir.
Where was your last meeting held?
On Mars.
So I believe his credibility as a witness is gone. Well, that man, while he's not really a Mayberry connection, well, he is. He was on one episode. His name is Al Chico. It's A-L-C-H-E-C-C-O. Al Chico. He played Gaylord Patty, which was a crazy witness in this episode. He was on the episode, The Bank Job in 1962 as Howie. He was a bank robber. And he also played Hennessy on the episode If I Had a Quarter Million Dollars. So he was on the Andy Griffith Show twice, and he was also a very close friend to Mr. Knotts. He had known him since their days in the Army when they were performing together during the Army, and he was good friends with Don Knotts. So right after that, Luther took the stand and tried to take for himself. So let's hear from Luther real quick. This is going to be a long episode, so you guys just stick with me. We're not quite finished, but let's hear this.
Your full name is Luther Heggs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind if I call you Luther?
I'm fine.
Well, relax, son.
Oh, I am.
I'll try not to keep you on the stand any longer than is necessary, Luther.
Oh, I don't mind. It's all part of the game.
What game is that?
The newspaper game.
Oh, I see. You really love the newspaper game, don't you, Luther?
Oh, I sure do. I guess if you cut me, I'd bleed ink.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
You certainly have a flair for turning a colorful phrase, Luther.
Oh, well, when you work with words, words are your work.
Bravo. Yes, I expect you learn a good deal about words down there in that typesetting room.
Oh, I'm just filling in time in the typesetting room.
Oh, I see. You'd do anything to become a full-time reporter. Is that correct?
Well, sure. Who wouldn't? After all, a chance comes
including along. Exaggerating and fabricating,
eh? I'd be a fool to pass it up. What?
I'm asking you a question, Heggs. Can't you curb your imagination for 1 minute?
Can't you curb your tongue for a minute? Attaboy, Luther!
Quiet now. Isn't it true, Heggs?
So he goes along and continues to say that Luther is making up the story. Now, remember, the man talking.
Truth you made up out of your own head.
That's Charles Lane. Remember, Mr. Frisbee.
Yes, I heard those things.
He heard those things.
Those church bells rang.
Rang and rang.
The organ played.
Oh, yes, it played.
I saw the bloodstains on the keys, and they're still there.
And they used Bon Ami.
And they used Bon Ami. A little bit of trivia there. The use of the phrase they use Bon Ami is used throughout the episode or the movie. And to get permission to use that product name, Don actually contacted the Bon Ami people to make sure that that would be okay. And they said that was fine. So they finally send Don and his, the whole crew go to the haunted house. They go to see exactly what was going on there, and they get there, and nothing happens. I don't know if you remember that. They go up and see the organ with the blood-stained fingerprints, but it never plays, and they can't get the trap door or the sliding door to open that's behind the bookshelf. Well, after everybody leaves, the door does finally open, and they're able to solve the crime, and the music starts to play, and it turns out, I won't give you the whole thing. You need to go see the movie. But it turns out that the fellow who owned the house was the man who killed his aunt and uncle. So he's trying to do that. So in the end, here's Luther talking about the crime and how it was solved.
Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
He's right. I pushed the andiron and the wall opened up.
Well, you just better learn to take the word of the press, Chief.
All right. Now, let me get this whole thing straight.
You see, the secret staircase was Simmons' big alibi.
That's right, the big alibi, Rooney.
You see, that night, the old man was up in the organ loft playing the organ. I heard a scuffle coming from Madam's bedroom. I saw Nick Simmons run out of the room and head for the organ loft.
Topside.
He didn't see me.
He didn't see him.
I went into the room, and there lay Mrs. Simmons, with my garden shears stuck in her throat.
Here they are. Here's your murder weapon.
Here they are.
I submit these as Exhibit A. Watch the prints on those.
Boy, that sounds like Barney, doesn't it?
I put them under my coat. When the servants came up the stairs, we heard a scream from the organ loft and the thud of a body falling into the bushes. We rushed over, and there on the ground below lay the body of old man Simmons.
Dead as a doornail. We turned, started down the stairs, and met Nick Simmons coming up, like he'd just come home. Of course, he'd slipped downstairs beware the secret staircase.
How come you took so long to bring this out in the open, Mr. Kelsey?
Well, I was scared. After all, that was my shears. But this was my last chance.
Well, that wraps it up. Take him away, Chief.
Take him away, Chief. So he solved the crime, and of course, you heard him there at the beginning. Let's see here. Let's play that one more time right at the beginning.
Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Is that not Barney right there? Well, here's another little Barney thing. Right after that, they say, you took him down yourself. Here you go.
You knocked Simmons out, Luther?
That's right. Karate. Made my whole body a weapon.
He made his whole body a weapon. So, and then to finish the movie the way it should finish, there was a great, great scene of the wedding where Luther it gets married. And I tell you what, we're going to close out and listen to that as we close out. So I want to thank you for being here with me. And we're going to listen to the closing music of The Ghost and Mr. Chicken to close the episode. I want to thank you for sticking around. It's been a long episode. This is probably the longest one I've done. But there were so many Mayberry connections. It was just incredible. I could not believe, as I started looking into it, how many Mayberry connections there were between The Ghost and Mr. Chicken and the Andy Griffith Show. Speaking of which, I promised you I was going to tell you something. There was a fellow I mentioned at the near the beginning. Let's see. It was during the picnic time. His name was Dick Wilson. Let's see if I can find the information for you right here. His name is Dick Wilson. And he is a special case here. He's not on the Andy Griffith Show, but let me play this for you, and then you'll know who he is.
When those women see how silly they look squeezing the Charmin bathroom tissue, they'll cease.
I know. Oh,
that's right.
Charmin.
Dick Wilson was Mr. Whipple on the Charmin commercials.
And that gentle fragrance.
Oh no, spoiled again. Ladies, please.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Hey, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Charmin bathroom tissue. Squeezably soft.
That is Dick Wilson. He played Mr. Whipple on the commercials for Charmin. And I wanted to make sure you guys knew that. That's just another bit. That's definitely not, Mayberry trivia. But I thought it was special, and I thought it's something you'd want to know as you go forward. So I'm glad I didn't forget to tell you that. And folks, hey, I want to hear from you. Let me know if you liked the episode. I already got some comments from last week's episode that people did enjoy it. And I hope you're going to enjoy the wrap up here of The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, a 30-minute long episode. But I hope you're going to enjoy it, and it was worth your time to visit The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, Don Knotts' first movie after The Andy Griffith Show. So call me at 888-684-8415. And drop me a line at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there. So let's close it out by listening to the closing music of the wedding scene. So here we go.
You, Alma, take this man to be your lawful
Luther was
husband.
Getting married to Alma.
I do.
Do you, Luther, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. Luther, you can kiss her now.
Atta boy, Luther!
Folks, you have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting.
Thank you.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen,